This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 2/6/2019. Great day to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You are in the right place. And certainly to talk about the State of the Union, we'll get to that momentarily. A little later on the broadcast, Deborah Tavares, one of our favorite, one of the most important people, period, information in whatever this movement is, whatever truth movement, whatever you want to call it. Deborah Tavares is one of the most important interviews that you can have out there. She's on again today. We're very excited to have her. Always informative, always thought-provoking, always scary in so many ways. But she's on the cutting edge, and we love to have her here. We're going to talk about the State of the Union before any news. A lot of news stories. Catherine puts them up on the website, our website, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Thank you for your purchases, donations, and your prayers. If you want the news stories, please go to thepowerhour.com. Click on the news there. We're going to talk about the State of the Union before Deborah gets here. I'm joined, of course, today by Uncle Kevin. So good to have you. Welcome, Uncle Kevin.
It's great. Great to be back on the Power Hour.
Uncle Kevin, of course, co-wrote the book, or helped me write the book, Forever 1776, and we're excited to have him. It's the day after the State of the Union. I think this is a good marker, especially newsworthy, that we spend some time and talk about this. What is your initial thoughts of the State of the Union, just your initial feeling? Yeah, just your initial feeling.
I loved it. I thought he entered a whole bunch of things that he's done. And a whole bunch of things he's going to do, and he wanted to include everybody in America and make America great again. How can you not like that?
Well, I don't know. Seems like some people do. Some people don't. I don't know. You tell me. was there anything that stood out to you? A couple of things that stood out in a positive way, negative way, whatever?
I really liked he put America first. He said, I speak the truth on behalf of the factory workers who lost their jobs. I speak the truth on behalf of the veterans who have been denied medical care and their needs. I speak the truth on behalf of families living near the border who have safety. He went through that. I just loved it.
Let's start with the top. Let's go down this a little bit. I think it's as I was listening to, we were listening to some of it together.
We were.
I had the idea, like, this is a very, sounds like a Kennedy-like speech, a vision of something.
Well, he knew those guys. He knew the Kennedys.
Well, I feel this is some kind of vision beyond just right in front. I mean, this is this is a speech of a vision.
Yeah,
it's not a political speech. It's more of a much more of a visionary speech.
Where is America going?
He starts off. He says, "The agenda I'll lay out this evening is not a Republican agenda or a Democrat agenda." Well, thank goodness we want an America agenda.
Yeah,
right?
And Pelosi made a scowl.
She made a lot of scowls. Not as many as Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez.
I saw that.
There, he goes on, there's a new opportunity in American politics. If only we have the courage together to seize it. What new opportunity is he talking about?
There again, he says together. Love it.
Did you really feel like this was just lip service, or do you think he was really trying to unite?
I think he was trying to unite. This is my opinion. It is the last time he's given them a chance.
Are you talking about the Democrat Party or those opposed to the wall? Or are you talking about Americans
Democrat.
In general? I think he was speaking more to the Americans in general. I mean, obviously he addresses the other opposing party to his, the Democrats.
Right. He wants them along. He wants them by their side, his side.
I think this is a speech. He knows,
they're
not going to support. I think this is a speech. He's really speaking past them to America. That's the feeling I got. He goes on the first page of his speech. We must step boldly and bravely into the next chapter of this great American adventure. We must create a new standard of living for the 21st century. And I thought that, well, you could take that a lot of different ways. I mean, you could take that in a brave new world, all this Huxley way. You could take
the government paying for everything, give you $1,000 a month.
Yeah, so I don't...
But I didn't take it that way.
Well, no. It's very vague.
Yeah.
Well, amazing quality of life for all our citizens is within reach. We can make our community safer, our family stronger, our culture richer, our faith deeper, our middle class more prosperous than ever. Just, I mean, to me, it sounded a lot of I don't know. Am I being pessimistic? Word. I mean, it didn't mean anything.
Yeah, I mean... I liked it too, but
you can take it a lot of different ways.
Are you going to get into every little detail? No, you know, the speech was an hour and 45 minutes or something.
Well, it's probably
clapping.
It's probably about 20 minutes of actual speaking and 62 minutes of clapping.
You can't mention everything.
He goes on to talk about, I listed some of the points that he brought up that his administration has accomplished. And it's not small and it's not without note. I mean, he has accomplished
some
stuff.
Major accomplishment.
For the first time in 65 years, America is energy independent and a net exporter of energy.
That's great.
In 65 years, we are number one in oil and gas. Number one in oil and gas. That's big. And we're a net exporter of energy.
Love it.
The wages for blue collars have been going up fastest in decades. So
another positive.
Yes. 5 million people off of food stamps.
Great. I think, it was 8 million went on when Obama was president.
Tax cuts in the double tax credit for children. He's lowered the estate tax for ranches, small business, family farms,
etc. And the death tax.
And the death tax, yeah. That's what he called, you know, yeah. So-called death tax. He has gotten rid of the mandate penalty on Obamacare. Obamacare has not gone away,
no.
But the teeth
John
of
McCain.
It. Well, come on. Do you honestly believe if John McCain would have voted? Don't you think somebody else would have stuck their head up?
He was the last one.
Right, because they put it on him because he was going to die.
Right.
So they put it on him.
I got it.
I'm going to die. Let me be the bad guy.
I got it.
And then everybody else voted.
But I still won.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Thanks.
Right, pass the right to try with people with health situations.
That's huge, that right to try. Huge right to try.
I thought Lindsey Graham made a great point afterwards talking about Kim Jong-un. There's another meeting scheduled.
Yeah, 2 weeks, I think.
And he made the comment, well, for anybody who wants to criticize Trump, what has anybody else up until now done?
Nothing.
right. What has anybody done up until now?
He hasn't shot a rocket in 18 months or something like that.
Right. He's done about as much. The other administrations have done even less than I have because they've exasperated. I have not exasperated the situation. I've done more for this to help the situation than previous administrations.
You did not make it worse. And they did.
Decrease unemployment of minorities. It's at the lowest level ever recorded. Blacks, Hispanics, Asian Americans, lowest ever recorded. Now, these unemployment numbers
are phony.
But whatever ones they're using, they are the lowest metrics that
correct.
Have been. So we can't. Some progress has been made. Has been made. Jobs have been created. You know, people can argue back and forth about that. But no question. The economy is moving in a positive direction than it was 4 years ago. Much more positive direction.
Yeah, I think it's the highest small business. What is that? They like it. Small business. What
SBA?
Is that?
I don't know what you mean. Whatever. Anyway, let's get to some clips on this. There's two or three things that really stuck out.
Confidence. Small business confidence.
Confidence. Yeah, confidence. Yeah. Let's hopefully we can play this clip. This is him addressing... He was reticent to criticize others' points of view. He criticized two things really hard, really hard. I mean, even on immigration and the border, he was very open. You know, he was very – it wasn't a very direct attack. But two things just absolutely put the hammer down on. One was these late-term abortions, and the other was socialism. And here's a couple of these clips I thought were just – fascinating.
Stunning.
Stunning, really.
There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days. Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world. And then we had the case of the governor of Virginia, where he stated he would execute a baby after birth to defend the dignity of every person. I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in a mother's womb.
Okay, we're going to continue on with this because he said something really striking on this. A couple things. This may be setting a very bad precedent because now the abortion debate has been shifted, right? The abortion debate has been totally shifted.
Correct.
6 months ago, the abortion debate was, should Roe versus Wade go or not?
Right.
Right?
Yep.
Today it's, should we limit late-term abortions or not? Do you see what's going on?
Yeah.
And the precedent he just took, he says he thinks Congress should make a law limiting late-term abortions. What is he doing indirectly? He's supporting Roe versus Wade. He's supporting Roe versus Wade's legitimacy that Congress can make a law basically directing for the whole country when this should be a state issue. And he said this should be a state issue and go back to the states. So there's some intellectual and political dishonesty here and doublespeak.
Doublespeak, yeah, a little doublespeak, yeah.
A little, a lot on this issue. And see, everybody's going to be cheering behind this, and yeah, we got to pass that, and they'll probably get this passed in Congress. But what have they done? They just overstepped the bounds for states' rights. They've really actually hurt the chance to erase Roe versus Wade and put it back to the states.
A little bit. I don't think they hurt it too bad, but I think.
How can you say that when they're going to solidify that Congress can pass a law and make decisions about abortions for the whole nation? That's what Roe versus Wade is.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think they're going to shift it back to the states.
Well, that's not what he just said.
Okay.
Right? Am I right or wrong?
Right.
Right.
But he was addressing that statement that the Virginia mayor or governor, whoever that was, because it was right in the...
But his solution was, we're going to have a federal solution.
Well, what he should have said is, I'm going to tell the AG, anybody who lets a child die on the table is going to be charged with murder.
That would be better.
That would have been better. I agree.
All right, we're about to come on a break, but let's go into it. He said something striking here. We may not get to it. A lot of clapping. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, too much. They're standing up all the time.
Yeah, we may have. We'll get the clapping before the break. Sorry. We'll get through the clapping.
We got home late.
We're going to have to pause this.
Let us...
Yeah, we'll pause right there. There's the break on the other side. Something stunning. There was two or three absolutely stunning things that must be brought up that he said. This is one of them coming up. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com. So good to be with you. Deborah Tavares coming up shortly.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt, at peaceaboveall.net. For additional information, please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Talking about the State of the Union address and clips from President Trump. This was a stunning part. He absolutely chides the governor of Virginia for wanting to execute. He used the word execute. Very strong, powerful. Here's his continuing.
Let us work together to build a culture that cherishes innocent life.
More clapping.
And let us reaffirm a fundamental truth. All children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God, the final part of my agenda.
Made in the holy image of God. I mean, have you, boy, when's the last time you heard a president say something like that?
I'm searching my memory banks, and I can't.
I mean, I can remember
Reagan.
Second Bush was talked about God a little bit, you know, after 9/11 and things. But the children are made in the image of God, the holy image of God, made in the image of God. I'm a little concerned that now the debate argument has been pushed off Roe versus Wade, and now it's the late-term abortions. I'm concerned about that. We've lost ground, and we don't even know it. I'm concerned about that point. Having a federal solution to this, all a federal solution does, other than, you know, if you're going to try somebody, now, like what you said, if the federal solution is we're going to try somebody for murder, okay, that's different. But if you're saying the federal solution is legislation to do this, kind of like Roe versus Wade, all you're doing is affirming Roe versus Wade's legitimacy to me.
Yeah, I think you're over analyzing it. I think everything's going to work out in a wash. I really do.
So what do you how do you think it's going to play out? What's going
to
be the
I think they're going to send it back to the states, like you said, you know, a year ago or so. It's a state right.
Okay.
I think he's working to that end. He's addressing.
I hope so.
He's addressing, you know, what happened last week.
All right, let's see. The faces on Ocasio-Cortez and Sanders, of course they go right to them on this next part. Let me see if I can get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. This is a lot harder than you might think. Make sure I got the time right here. No, that's not it. See, it's very difficult here.
Well, while you're looking for that, I'm going to tell you what I really liked about the speech. I love that he's going to lower the – he went right after the pharmaceuticals. He said he's going to – why should America pay 2 to 3 times as the rest of the world? And he vows to lower it and build the wall and stop human trafficking and all the drugs. Love that part of it.
Do you think that America – I mean, it seems like America's been very positive about this. Do you – I mean, is it going to stay that way?
I think so, yes.
One –
Okay, here's what we're talking about Venezuela. This is really powerful. He goes right at socialism. A lot of clapping.
We stand with the Venezuelan people in their noble quest for freedom, and we condemn the brutality of the Maduro regime, whose socialist policies have turned that nation from being the wealthiest in South America into a state of abject poverty and despair.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. I mean, Venezuela was fourth wealthiest in the world.
Here in the United States,
they got a lot of oil.
We are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country.
Ooh, me too. You must be listening to the Power Hour.
America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born free, and we will stay free.
We are born free, we will stay free. Government coercion and control. There's a picture of Bernie Sanders. Well, he looks like he ate some prunes or something, a bad day or something.
Same with her. She looks scary.
Tonight, we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country.
Wow. Whoa.
Huge.
I mean, all this is... Go ahead.
And he should have used that quote that he did by his son, saying the difference between a socialist country and America...
By the eating dogs.
That would have been perfect right there.
I think he got the point across. I mean, this is such a big threat, and we've been talking about this a lot on this podcast. Understand the difference between socialism. I get emails still, people trying to tell me that Jesus was a socialist.
Nonsense.
Like, my gosh, it's 180 degrees the other way. This is big that he can't, you know, children are made in the image of God. America, we're born free, we will remain free. Free, and we don't want government coercion and control, and we will never be a socialist nation. A little caveat. I got news for you, President. We already have adopted
a lot of
socialist policies
thanks
there,
to
buddy.
Roosevelt's.
Well, thanks to all of them. Yeah. To, whatever. Anyway, we'll, on the other side, Deborah DeVaris coming up. We got one last clip on President Trump, and then Deborah DeVaris. Stay tuned.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. And now save big at the Buy 2, Get 1 Free event. That's Buy 2, Get 1 Free at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 9th, 2019.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fresh off the State of the Union address, President Trump is at the State Department delivering a foreign policy speech on the progress in Syria.
Now, as countries in the region and across our coalition step up their commitments, and we continue to destroy the remnants. That's all they have, remnants. But remnants can be very dangerous. Have to remember that. A remnant can be very dangerous.
The top three Democrats in Virginia are embattled in a firestorm. State Attorney General Mark Herring is apologizing after he admitted to wearing blackface and a wig to look like a rapper when he was in college. The news comes as calls for Governor Ralph Northam to step down are increasing over a racist photo that was released of him last week, and the lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax, is denying claims that he sexually assaulted a woman more than a decade ago. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. So glad to be with you. Of course, great products over at the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com. Got great specials. Vaccine set. Sherry Tenpenny interviews with her. J.B. Handley. Dr. Thomas Cowan. Several other interviews and information about vaccines to get out. Look, now's the time. Vaccine issue, like Dr. Tenpenny said yesterday, has never been more important. It's getting more important. Not less important, more important. So you can get that over at the Power Mall, of course, or the specials, Cardio Miracle, Strauss Heart Drops, Living Clay, Global Healing, all the products, the Oxy Flush, the Oxy Powder, the Oxy Sulfur from from Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, all at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. There's one last clip about Trump from the State of the Union last night. I'll save that for probably Friday. We'll play it, and it's a a different vision, see if people, you know, is this a facade? Is this real? Is this what? But we'll play it on Friday. We're going to go straight to our next guest. She is known throughout the world. She's renowned and spoken of good and bad in the highest places of this country. I can promise you that. She's been a thorn in the side of the syndicate. She is on a razor's edge of the truth of what is going on, of showing us in plain sight, of removing the BS right where we are. StopTheCrime.net is her website. She is no stranger to this broadcast. Very happy to welcome her, as always. Deborah Tavares, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, Daniel, thank you so, so much. And for everyone that's listening, please continuously go to StopTheCrime.net. Look at our YouTube video page. We're posting continuously. We go to meetings here. We break it down. We break down many aspects of the Illuminati takeover in all of our cities right now. I wanted to add one comment about the vaccine issue, because on StopTheCrime.net, on our YouTube video channel, or just type in, and I would hope that everybody would listen to Dr. Andrew Muldens, M-O-U-L-D-E-N-S, Tolerance Lost. It is a three-part series. Again, Dr. Andrew Mulden, M-O-U-L-D-E-N-S, Tolerance Lost. Start there. Listen to all three. I liken it to The Gladiator, the movie The Gladiator, when the gladiator was bound in the side of the Colosseum, and Caesar came in and skewered him with a dagger prior to going out onto the field. And, of course, the idea was to suppress him enough that Caesar would easily win. Well, for all of us, you can think of vaccinations just that way. We've been skewered on the side, and we are now in a coliseum for the fight of our lives, and we've already been mostly damaged. So I'll leave you to listen to Dr. Muldens, because Dr. Muldens has solutions to build on top of the already damage that the majority of us already have. And we have all mostly been damaged through the vaccine at one time or another. So I'm going to jump from that, because that's not where I want to stay with the conversation today, Daniel, other than to, of course, let everyone know what we really face on so many levels. Last time we spoke, I was talking about the new revenue based on natural capital that is now showing itself into all of our cities. And I'm going to talk about some of these natural capital revenue sources. You're going to be a little stunned when you hear what I'm going to say, but this is what the documents say. And so it's just important to understand what is happening. So some of the new additional tax revenues are going to be based on country or rural fire department fees. We're no longer going to be able to have fire departments or even ambulances come out to help us if you're outside of the city growth boundary. That's already starting here in California. It's going to head everywhere. Also, there is going to be a tax on the sun through the solar arrays that are now going to be required. Here in California, by the year 2020, all new construction must have solar, and there will be a sun tax. In fact, I found it very interesting when I searched that, and I already found that Spain has a sun tax. And very interesting. Moving along, there is now going to be a sustainable groundwater extraction fee or tax. So for those of you that have wells, you will find that your cities now are conducting meetings that are mostly in place right now for sustainable groundwater extraction and the usage. We recommend you do not sign up for these things, these programs. We recommend that you do not allow city code enforcement on your properties when you have wells. We recommend that you do not fill out any forms. All these forms are statutory rules and regulations. We did not vote on any of this, not that that matters, but I would recommend you don't consent. Also, there will be increased fees now going to our cities for additional code enforcement officers, because what we're finding is to implement these horrific climate action plans of massive requirements of retrofitting all buildings, all commercial buildings, all structures throughout the world are required retrofitting. We'll talk about that more in a few minutes, but that's going to be an added tax that your city's going to come after you for as well. Also, we discovered another very interesting tax. Landsat, L-A-N-D-S-A-T, is a satellite mapping operation. They use infrared and mid-infrared for the evapotranspiration maps. In other words, the conversion of water into water vapor and that water that escapes from plants. And this will allow our city managers and administrators to determine how much water was consumed from individual fields so that there can be an added tax on that as well. So I know that this sounds horrendous. It is. It is absolutely horrendous, and I'm sitting here in California, and I'm seeing this roll out because after we were hit with the weather weapons, with the fires and the continued droughts, we are now ripe for the taking. Our city has absolutely been pillaged and plundered. We're economically really damaged now, and we've, as I've mentioned in the last show, the city of Santa Rosa hired Ernst & Young, which is a London-based World Bank Illuminati organization for finding new revenues based on natural resources. And I just went over some of those natural resources with you right now. You can go to stopthecrime.net and listen to the last interview that we did on the Power Hour with Daniel about banking. I'm going to talk about what is really behind the scenes here with Pacific Gas and Electric. Many of you have heard that Pacific Gas and Electric has been found responsible for a number of the fires here in Northern California. They are, but not in the way that you're hearing in the news. And I'm going to break that down for you now. Our research team has gotten some inside information, and I'm going to talk to you about that, and that dovetails with what we know is happening with Pacific Gas and Electric. I do have a YouTube up, and I won't explain it in full detail, as this YouTube will explain one aspect of Pacific Gas and Electric, and that is the fact that Pacific Gas and Electric signed on in 2009 with a company called Solaren, S-O-L-A-R-E-N, and this is a corporation in Southern California. The Solaren is working with various countries throughout the world, as well as the United States and Russia, and they are creating space-based weapons systems and delivery systems for a new form of delivering electricity to our homes. And I will read to you what Wikipedia says about Solaren, and then I'm going to tell you more of the backstory. So in Wikipedia, Solaren, S-O-L-A-R-E-N, will tell you that it is a Southern California startup corporation created to utilize solar energy for ground-based electricity usage. In 2009, the company contracted with Pacific Gas and Electric of California, and they say that they were starting all of this up in 2016. I will tell you, based on the documents that we have discovered, and this is not in Wikipedia, they were using these weapons and these lasers to start the fires here in Northern California. It's one component of the PG&E Rothschild team, and to literally create the demise of Pacific Gas and Electric, which is being done through the bankruptcy, through all of the prior judgments against PG&E, again, the San Bruno gas pipeline explosion. PG&E has been on probation, criminal probation, for many years. They have now been found in breach of criminal probation, and on the other side of the break, I will continue with this global takedown of electricity.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, thepowerhour.com. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at the top of our website on the far right. Subscribe and get interviews just like this with Deborah Tavares. Stay tuned, more on PG&E, more on what this means for us nationally and worldwide.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Deborah Tavares from StopTheCrime.net. We're very happy to have her. Let's provide a little context of what she's talking about. You say the word go, and Deborah goes. But let's give a little backup, give a little context. Recently, over the last few months, we've seen massive fires in California. That was big news. Everybody centered on them. Now, so many Super Bowl, State of the Union, whatever, people forget about it. What were those fires? Well, Deborah was one of the only people that was giving good concrete information, whistleblowers, talking to the fire department, talking about how these fires were started, showing pictures of a house would be burnt, the grass was still green, the trees were green, the next house burnt to ash, the grass is green. I mean, just ridiculous. Something was going on with the smart meters. Energy-directed weapons have evidence of both. This seems Buck Rogers. This seems scientific. Put it together, and you put an overlay of Northern California with the, what would you call it, agenda. It always changes. Agenda 2030, Agenda 2045, the resilient cities, all these maps being overlaid, and you start to see, oh my gosh, this massive push of population off of these more rural areas into massive cities. It's like they're executing the Hunger Games plan to have regional mass population centers and the rest of it just be, you know, the Badlands or something. And you think, wow, okay, this is more than a coincidence. Deborah Tavares has been and is the leading voice for years. If you've ever seen the video of her in front of the city council warning them, these fires will return again. They will burn these houses down. They will burn these areas. They will start to control electricity. They are trying to control our life. They are moving pop. And the look on these city councilmen's faces is just priceless. I mean, you think Bernie Sanders last night was a face. You ought to see their faces. And then the last thing Deborah says was, and if you don't do nothing now, it'll all be on your head. It's like, oh my God, drop the mic. So months later, I can't remember exactly when that video was. Months later, it begins to happen again. Deborah Tavares is the leading voice that I know of in the world right on this issue. So that's the context she's giving about not only America, California. It's much bigger than that. You may be in the Midwest. This is much bigger. This global takeover of resources, the Ernst & Young point of putting a value to everything, every blade of grass, every leaf of a tree. What does that mean? Then what does your cost in this? And so the dominion that you've been given by God, by the Bible, by the Declaration of Independence, that you're endowed by God, that the Republic of the United States, forget about it. That will go by the wayside, and the corporate government will take all this over, using all these resources, using everything that you've given it, and turn it around, used to control you. A satanic plan. It's hell on earth. So that's a little context of what Deborah's talking about. She's talking about some of the specifics. Did I do okay there, Deborah? And continue.
Well, absolutely, Daniel. I would only change one concept for everyone that's listening. When you hear about Agenda 2020, Agenda 2030, everybody, you need to think about Agenda right now. That's what it is. It's a right now.
That's such a great point.
It's not a forward date. It is now. And I think the forward dates create the idea that it may not happen. And when you see and read in your climate action plans, they will say things like, you must reduce your greenhouse gas emissions 30 or 40% below 1990 levels by the year 2045. Well, no. It makes and causes a relaxation. People think, well, we don't have to worry. That's a long ways out. I might not be here. But it is now. So let's continue with the definition of Solaren, S-O-L-A-R-E-N, and the Pacific Gas and Electric Link, and why this is a global move to take over.
And ladies and gentlemen, let me interrupt real quickly. I just Googled that. If you Google PG&E space Solaren, S-O-L-A-R-E-N, you can see what she's talking about in the contracts. They're talking about our energy dependence, putting it in Solaren's hands and putting up in space. I mean, really, go Google if you don't believe me. Go ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely true. And again, I can't underscore, everything you're going to hear me say is absolutely document-based, and you can find all of these documents for yourselves. But we save you that long road of discovery by letting you know what these things are. So here we go. So Solaren plans to provide electrical power to PG&E from solar panels mounted on satellites placed in Earth's orbit. The satellite will convert energy into radio waves and send it back to receiving stations. The plan is to provide 200 megawatts of continuous power. So what we know is that the concept, now this is very interesting, the concept of space-based solar power was first dreamed up in 1941 by science fiction author Isaac Asimov in his short story, Reason, R-E-A-S-O-N, and was later described scientifically by Peter Glasser in 1968. So So this is not a new plan. This has been a plan in the makings for a very, very long time. And everyone needs to understand that right now, all of our utility companies across the country and worldwide are creating a new business model. And Solaran Utilities is a new business model, and they're pushing for all these new models now. It's a secret model that you're not being told about. And they have designed contracts for solar beaming with satellites from space. And again, you can refer to PG&E and Solaran documents. And I do have a YouTube up where I describe this in detail. And you can just go to stopthecrime.net and listen to the YouTube. Fires worldwide, space-based weapons, PG&E. And you will hear me discuss in more detail these documents. So what is most important is what is really the backstory of the utility transition into a global control, singularity, if you will, of all the power. And this is also leading into a cashless society as well. And we're going to talk about that. Because Pacific Gas and Electric has filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And they're going to take about 2 years to go through the bankruptcy. This is all planned, and this is intentional. And their admission to having started some of these fires by not reducing their vegetation near some of the power lines is a Rothschild planned scheme to tip PG&E over so that all the cost of the fires ends up being a cost for all the ratepayers. Now, I can tell you, if you think that you're not going to be involved in payback for the horrific weather events, you're wrong, because this country is going to be bled dry in having to absorb weaponized assaults everywhere from all types of weather events. It's going to massively increase the cost of all of our utilities. So it's very important to understand the enormity of where this is heading. And because PG&E is going to take about 2 years through the bankruptcy and Chapter 11 process, that is the time that they're going to transition into a new energy system. And there will be no cash. And when we get to the other side of this break, we'll go into this further.
Yes, yes. Let's get to the cashless part of this, the connection, the nexus point. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. StopTheCrime.net. ThePowerHour.com.
Deborah. Does Vicks Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.